The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. TetzloffYachtSales.com is our website. We're at 575 Main Street North, right on the north end of downtown Stillwater. And you can call us at 651-214-9463. We've got a great Facebook page. We're on Twitter. We're on Pinterest. We're on all those sites that folks like to go out there and look at. And on my starboard side is...
Hey, I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. I can be reached at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. We are a marina located on the St. Croix River, the beautiful St. Croix River. And for those of you who are new to our show, we are a show about everything boating. John and I have decided to do a little show on everything boating, and he is in the sales end of it, and I am on the marina end of it. So here we are.
Here we are. We're ready to go. I think this might be number 15. I guess I'm not 100% sure, but as usual and all the time, you can go to the KLBB website, and you can actually push the Hear It Live button if you can't get it on your radio station or you're in the office or something, and you could go to their site, or you can go to Tetzloff Yacht Sales Facebook page and Tetzloff Yacht Sales main page on their website, and you can hit the links there. And it'll bring you to the on-demand where you can hear all of our previous shows where we have great information, again, about boating, about marinas, about water, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and if you haven't been listening, shame on you, first of all. but second of all, go back to some of our shows. We've had some great guests and learn about safe boating was our main topic, I think, in many of the shows. You know, and I think we've all heard recently about this little boating accident that's happened down just south of Bayport Harbor there. You know, I love boating at night, all right? That's something that I love to do. But there are some extra cautions you have to take when you are boating at night. Number one, slow down.
Oh, big time. Big time.
That's huge. Number two, you really should know where you're going and trust your electronics. That's and know how to use them. A lot of people have all these fancy electronics and have no idea how to use them.
Yeah.
If you have GPS nowadays, it is probably one of the cheapest electronic helpful tools that you could possibly have in a boat. And of course, a lot of them have radar now also. But your GPS... To me, there's no excuse. You can get the GPS on your smartphone, and that will help immensely in your navigation on either, you know, the St. Croix, Mississippi, or on even on lakes.
For sure. Yeah, and it's really too bad what happened. And then, you know, we don't know the circumstances, and there's been a lot of people talking out there what they think happened or what may have happened. And, you know, for one, I'm glad everybody's safe. Two, you know, I'm not going to speculate on what may have happened. You know, I think we've all heard that he probably ran into shore and tried to get back into the marina maybe to get closer to the travel lift where they could have maybe hauled him out a little easier. But again, you know, we're not sure what happened. We know both parties are safe, and I know there was some funds spent on trying to find the guy, and, you know, who knows what was going on there. But again, you know, our show is, you know, besides boating and marinas and everything, I mean, I think we are really heavy on the safety end of it. And if you're going to be out at night and you're not sure, especially on a, you know, on a 52-foot boat that probably was definitely new, over $1 million, and you're not 100% sure on how to operate it, or, you know, if you're under, well, you know, again, I'm not going to speculate what was going on at 3 o'clock in the morning. But, yeah, like Eric said, you really want to know what you're doing at night. At nighttime driving on the river can be fantastic. The stars out. There's not a lot of people out. It's just, it's a calming effect.
Yeah, and I can't even tell you how many times I've been out, you know, I call them midnight cruises, where, you know, you are out there pretty quiet. Like I said, I love it when there's a full moon. I mean, that makes it much easier for navigation. When it's dark, cloudy, no stars, it's tough. It really is. It's tough to get your bearings and where you're at on the river. But, you know, like I said, electronics help immensely. I would, you know, like I said, everybody can get electronics on their phone now. I mean, GPS on your phone, and it's amazing. I mean, to me,
it is.
To me, you know, 10 years ago, trying to do something like that, you know, you spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a small GPS unit that was inferior to what you can get on your phone nowadays.
I still have my little Garmin yellow thing that probably cost $200, and it's just so basic, and it still works, but I just can't believe how basic it is.
Yeah, and I also have a Garmin, also an older one, and I have to tell you, it did bring me across the Gulf of Mexico once.
There you go.
You look back at what it was, and in today's standards, it was very basic. Basic and very user unfriendly.
Definitely.
Not like today's electronics where just about any kid can pick them up and use them. In fact, that's probably where we're going to learn most is from our kids when it comes to electronics.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. My kids are, you know, obviously know way more than I do. I can fake it pretty good, but anyway, yeah. Again, that was a sad accident. Apparently, the owner wasn't driving it, but again, you know, really, even during any time you're on the boat, get familiar with the boat, how it operates. There's so many classes you can take and questions you can ask. There's, you know, fellow boaters out there that would definitely get on the boat with you. But Eric brought up a huge point, and it's going slow. Even during the day, it doesn't hurt to go slow. The river's only so big, and I mean, if you really have to get somewhere fast, go fast. But I mean, if not, you know, the slower you go, the better. If you're going to hit something, slow is better.
Yes, definitely. And you can really still enjoy yourself going slow out there. You know, you're not going fast. You can actually sit down, relax a little bit, have a conversation with your guests, and really enjoy the river.
Yeah, for sure. So how is it going at the marina these days? It must be. Last time we talked, you said it was getting busy.
Yeah, things are starting to get busy. I think I had mentioned in one of the previous shows that there's a lot of people in the parking lots that were doing their buffing and waxing and bottom painting and, you know, light repairs. Most of that's completed. A lot of them have them all cleaned up and maintenance is done. Have most of them in the water. Those that are ready to go are in. Of course, this weekend, I believe, will be the fishing opener for the river. So we have certain clientele down there that have to be in for that fishing opener. And we've accommodated them. So, you know, what a great – hopefully we have decent weather for them.
Well, yeah. If not, hey, what can you do? You got to live with it, right? We've been on the water enough to know that don't listen to that. If you're going to go boating – go boating.
Yeah, and that doesn't have any indication of how the fishing's going to be either. You know, if it's not great weather, sometimes the fishing will make up for it with a good catch.
There you go. You know, I just sold, I think, a boat out of the marina down there, and I've got a few. I've got quite a good number of nice boats that are going to be coming into your sales dock there this spring.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what we have for sale, and hopefully we can bring some people in, sell some boats, and hopefully retain them into our harbor.
That would be the best case scenario. And I know last year we did a boat show down there and we had a fantastic turnout. And it was cloudy. It wasn't the best day, but folks came down and checked out a lot of boats. And it was it actually turned out to be a really good show.
And I think the interest in boating in the last few years has really skyrocketed again. I know that the economy has picked up, and boating tends to be a pretty much economy fueled, I guess you could say, right?
For sure.
You know, the better the economy, people have a little bit more money for fun play. And boating is definitely fun play. So hopefully things will continue on how they're going, and we'll fill the marina up, and you'll sell all kinds of boats.
That works for me. And I can tell you, though, you know what? Even though the economy was down back in, I don't know, what was it, the late 2000s or whatever, I never really had a bad year selling used boats. For some reason, boating just... Even if it's a tough year financially, somehow people still want to get into their boating, and it's kind of a getaway from everything.
Well, I have several clients that have told me that boating is what they do. That is their pastime. They don't go on vacations in the wintertime. They don't go to Mexico. They don't go south. They boat, and they boat quite often in the summertime. So instead of taking a 1 week vacation in the winter, they're boating all summer long.
That's right. That's right. That's what we did when we were avid boaters. When I wasn't doing the brokerage, we take our Friday night to Sunday every single weekend. We take our vacations on the river. Boy, in our heavy boating time, I think I kind of got some of the family members mad at me for missing certain events on the weekends, but they just didn't understand it was boating.
Yeah, there's more important things, right? There, boating is probably the most important thing. You know, everything else comes second.
That's right.
In my book, anyhow.
That's right. But now I see that I'm kind of making up to these people now, because I'm kind of hearing the stories of the things that we missed back in the day. But you know what? I still wouldn't give it up, because we had so much fun, family time, meeting other people. There's nothing like it.
And what they're not telling you right now are the stories and the memories that they had when you were out boating, you know, and that's where memories are made, or on the boat, on the islands, out having a good time.
Oh, man, I tell you, you've got more than I do, because you've been involved in the boating basically all your life. But since 95, when we first got into our first boat, I think I mentioned it was a 1972 36-foot Gibson houseboat with a single Chrysler 383, the heck of an engine. No air, no gen, but I'll tell you what, the stories and the memories, I mean, my family, they would never give that up, and neither would I.
Oh, no, and I've said it 1,000 times before, you know, you don't need to go spend $1 million on a boat to enjoy it. You know, any boat, any means to get out on the water, you don't even need a cabin. I like a cabin. Most of us do.
they're okay.
Yeah, you know. But I have clients that are in their pontoon boats. I have one particular family that, good, bad, or otherwise, the weather, they're out there every weekend. And they've been out there now for the past 2 weekends in
a
row.
Wow.
And it hasn't been the greatest either, but they camp. And that's what they do. Every weekend that's available, they camp.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know, because we did the same thing, too, in our first Gibson there, in our second Gibson. We would be out there, rain or shine. We'd be the first ones in the water. We'd be the last ones out of the water. We'd wait. We used to go to Kinnick a lot when we were first boating, because we were in Hastings. And, you know, we'd go out there. We'd be no other boats at that place, you know, early April. And then we'd be all the way into October, and we'd be the only boat on the beach. And it was kind of cool.
Hey, I love October boating, late September. October, no bugs to speak of, and that's the other thing about the St. Croix, and I've had many other people say the same thing. There really aren't many mosquitoes on the St. Croix, and I think it's just because the water keeps moving a little bit. I know you go to a lake, and they're going to carry you away.
But oh, yeah.
We've spent many a nights out on anchored in the boat, and bugs have never really been an issue.
Well, even on the islands in Hudson there, on the, you know, Beer Can Island or whatever, I never really got overcame by bugs or anything like that. It seemed like, you're right, I think the water's moving pretty good. You know, the wind blows through there with all the fires and things like that, so maybe that helps. I'm not sure.
Nothing better than the smell of a campfire.
I don't know. No, we can all handle that. So anyway, it looks like we're coming up for a break here, and Eric and I will be right back.
Convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marina is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales is brought to you locally by Scuttlebutt Magazine. Scuttlebutt, the Midwest's premier boaters buying guide. Check us out at scuttlebutt.com.
Hello, this is John Tetzlaff of Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzlaffYachtSales.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Citizens State Bank in Hudson, Wisconsin, offering a competitive loan program for all types of boats. Contact Elizabeth King at 715-386-9050 for all your boat and slip needs. Member FDIC.
We are back. You're listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. We are on KLBB Radio, 1220 AM, and here I am with John Tetzlaff from Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. John?
Yes, this is John. And again, you can go to the KLBB website if you can't get it on your radio, and you can hear it live, and we are live. Well, the recording's new show is on at 9:30 every Saturday morning on KLBB 1220 AM. But for some reason, if you're not able to get it or you're not by radio, you can just plug in your computer, go to the KLBB website, and hear the hear it live button, and then you'll hear it live. Or you can go to any or hear any of our shows by hitting the audio on demand button, and I think we're at about 14 or 15 shows. And you can also go to Tetzlaff Yacht Sales website page, and on the main page there are links that'll take you to all of that also. So anyway, we're back here on our second segment here of the show, and we talked about the little boating accidents and kind of some of our experience going on. And I think what I heard recently or on one of our shows, we talked about the new carbon monoxide detector, and they came out, but apparently they had to recall them because there was an issue.
They did. I had 15 of them in stock, and wasn't long after I had them out on the shelves that I got the notice that they were recalled. So they did recall them. From what I understand, it wasn't a defect in the actual on how they work. It was a simple labeling problem.
Oh.
And I'm expecting them back shortly, hopefully. You know, and that's something else. I haven't had a real big interest or calling for them, which surprises me. I don't know if the word has not gotten out or, you know, what's going on there. But I know that there's been some talk about these things that haven't been working or were recalled. So I don't know if that's got people scared. But it's something that all of you boaters that have a cabin in their boat, you're going to have one. It's going to be the law. So once we get these back on the shelves, we'll probably let you know on the air here, and also we'll put it on probably our Facebook page to let everyone know that we'll have them in stock. Sounds like they're going to be about $125 once we have them back.
Well, that's not a big fee in compared to what, you know, the negative that could happen if you don't have one, that's for sure. And again, when they do come out, I think, you know, they don't have to be mounted as high as they used to be mounted in boats, because I think carbon monoxide is lower laying to the ground. So I think if you're concerned about it, you know, being unsightly or something like that, you can mount them a little bit lower and out of the way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for the most part, I don't think they're all that unsightly.
No.
But,
not at all.
They're not big, you have to have them. The bottom line is you're going to have them in your boat, so we're going to have to find a good spot to mount them and put them up and activate them.
For sure. And you're right. I don't think the word is out. I know we've had it many. Well, we talked about it and actually had the DNR in the Washington County in talking about it. But I think when I'm out showing people boats and selling them boats, I mentioned to them about the law, and some have and some haven't. And then, I take my time then to tell them about it.
Yeah. And my big thing right now, I don't want to push it too hard either, because I don't have anything in stock to sell them. And I think we had talked earlier on one of the previous shows about how they may have jumped the gun a little bit on enacting this law. We all feel that the law shouldn't have probably been enacted until we've had a reliable source to provide us with these detectors, and we really don't have that as of yet.
Well, we don't, but hopefully pretty soon. But you know what? That means brings even more attention to that great radio show that we do, and that we are the provider of new and updated laws and information. So pass that word. Tell people to start listening. Go back and listen to our older shows with all these great guests we've had and all the great information that we provide. And if you know something that we don't, give us a call, and maybe we'll even have you on the show if you're an expert in some kind of a field that has to do with boating and marinas and the water around the area here.
Yeah, we're always looking for new ideas and new thoughts, because we are the only Upper Midwest radio show devoted to boating. So here we are.
And, maybe someday, Eric, you and I are going to have to find a place where we're going to have to sit down and sign autographs here. I'll tell you what, I think the word's getting out. We're getting pretty big. I have a lot of folks that are emailing me, and when I'm talking to them on the phone, I just listened to your show. That was great information. And, I've told some friends about it, and that's key. Please tell your friends about our show, because we really want to get the information out there. That's huge.
It is. And I also have had some clients that have, given me the needle, I guess you could say. And I said, yeah, I know, but I'm going to keep my day job so far. So,
yeah, I have people once in a while coming in with the Sharpies out, and they want me to sign something. And, I said, okay, all right, I get it. We're huge.
Yeah.
What can we say?
Yeah, and I don't think we're quite to the point where we can have our demands that we only want the green M&Ms on the table or fresh fruit and certain cocktails and so on.
Well, see, I don't quite understand it. How many times do we have to tell KLBB our needs? And I come down and I sit in front of this microphone, and the food's not here, the drinks aren't out. Anyway, we're getting off track here. But hey, I want to talk about a couple of boats, a few boats that I have for sale. And I think I mentioned this one before. The gentleman really wants to get it sold. He's retired, and he's going off in a different direction. And this is a 2012 72-foot Skipper Liner houseboat. He bought it new, paid well over, I'm thinking he paid about $1.5 million for it. We've got it priced at $649.9. It's got twin diesels in it. It's got a 40 kW generator in there, a Cummins diesel generator that will power all of Beer Can Island with all the boats there if they didn't have a generator. It's got heating and air. It's got a bar upstairs. It's got refrigerators all over. I mean, this is a unique unit. This thing is, well, if you had this boat and you're driving up to St. Croix and whatever, everybody would be looking at this thing.
I'm looking at the picture of it now, and it really does look impressive.
It is. And like I said, he really would like to get it sold. He's looking at offers. The boat is down in La Crosse right now, but he brings it up to Wabasha for the summers, and then he'll take a week and bring it up to Treasure Island, and he'll park it there for a month. And I think once in a while he used to have a slip in Stillwater. He sold it, but he'll probably come up here once in a while. But he'd really like to get it sold. Like I said, it's got a hot tub. You push a button, the cover goes up, and you push it, and the cover comes down. It has a huge bar up on top. This thing is gorgeous.
Yeah, a boat like that, there's no need to go anywhere.
No, you wouldn't have to leave the slip. You could just go down there and party, 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 live, 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 and have a good time. So anyway, if you guys are interested in that boat, definitely give me a call. Check it out at TetzloffYachtSales.com. But again, The owner is really anxious to get her sold, and it'd be a one-of-a-kind boat on the river.
It sounds like he's open for a legitimate offer.
Well, you know, and when people come to me, they say they want their boat sold. That's what they want. They usually tell me, bring me an offer. And he's looking for an offer, people, so check it out.
And I think that holds true for all the boats that are probably listed,
Yes.
You have to have them as a legitimate offer, in my mind, but you never know. Be prepared. When you throw an offer out there, you better be prepared because you might be
happen.
A boat owner. Yep.
It could happen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I get the question all the time, what's their bottom dollar? And you know what? Sellers are not going to tell me their bottom dollar. I don't want to know their bottom dollar because if I wasn't a good broker, you know, an up-and-up type of person, you know what? I'm going to tell that buyer, here's his bottom dollar. Go for it. I don't do that. I don't want to do that. And I don't want to know. So make that offer.
Yeah, and hey, I've done it myself and became an unsuspecting boat owner at the time.
Yeah, well, that happens. But you had a good time.
I did. All my boats that I've had, I've thoroughly enjoyed. Some I've had to work on a little bit more than others, but I've always enjoyed every one of them.
Good. Me too. Anyway, another boat that I have, and again, the seller is pretty anxious to sell this one too. It's a 2004 Carver 466 motor yacht. This, you know, obviously it's a lot smaller than a 72-foot houseboat, but this baby is loaded. Like the Skipper Leinert has the diesel engines, the Volvos. It's got marine air conditioning and heat generator. It's got the washer and dryer, just like the houseboat did. Full electronics, everything you need. This boat would be a great boat to do the loop in.
Yeah, and that's I'd like to put that on my bucket list, to tell you the truth. That's something that I've always wanted to do is the Great Loop. Hopefully, in my lifetime, I'll have a chance to do that.
Yeah, and I get that question a lot. You know what? I think a good guess would be is to have someone in that has done the loop a couple of times, knows every single marina on the loop, and has done it. And I think that would be a great guess because I get that question a lot. What is the loop? Where is the loop? What do you, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right, and I'm sure there's certain things you have to know about it, such as the sanitary canal in Chicago that has a bridge that I believe is it's either 19 or 21 foot that's fixed. So you have to have a boat that can sneak underneath that bridge.
I have a story about that bridge, but anyway. So that Carver 466, he's asking $249.9. And again, he's looking to sell. So if you're thinking you might be interested in that, go to TetzloffYachtSales.com and check it out. That baby is a beauty.
And if you were to buy that boat, I have a slip available for that boat. So, you know, we'd love to have a boat like that at that Wolf Marine.
That boat would look gorgeous sitting there on, what is that, J-Dock maybe?
J&K Dock, yes,
J&K.
Sir.
J&K, there you go. All right. Anyway, I'm going to mention that story quick about that bridge in Chicago. So I sold a boat, and I think I mentioned before, it was a big one, and it had a pilot house on it. And the new owner drove it down the river and up through the river system into Chicago. And that bridge prevented him from getting under, so they had to cut the pilot house off. And their intention was to, you know, get on the other side and reattach it. So, yeah, that bridge is definitely a concern for height. So if you're planning on going into Chicago and out into Lake Michigan, do your research.
Yes, definitely know what your air draft is.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned those couple of boats. Love to have you check them out on the website, TetzloffYachtSales.com, along with the other 130 that I have listed. And again, hey, I'm Tetzloff, John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 651-214-9463 in beautiful downtown Stillwater.
Yeah, and I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, and we are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95, 96. We can be reached at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net, and you can email me at info@wolfmarine.net.
Thank you, everybody.
And we will see you next week.